This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
I'm Sean Balint with Around Montgomery County on WSMI. These are tough times. Addiction, struggling with COVID-19, many issues have plagued the state, the nation, and certainly this area in recent times. A new program, a new ministry is working to help in that regard. Celebrate Recovery Ministry. It was supposed to launch months ago. COVID-19 certainly got in the way of that, and now they are ready to help people struggling with hurts, hang-ups, and habits. You'll hear about a big event coming up on Monday, a kickoff event for Celebrate Recovery. I'm joined on the program today by Ruth Macario and her guest, Deb Romehilt.
And Ruth, just tell us about the organization and just how you got started and, well, I guess thanks to COVID, unstarted before this restart late last year.
So Celebrate Recovery was laid on my heart several years ago, and in God's timing, we decided to start leadership training back in the fall of 2019, and then COVID came about and we had to put brakes on it there in March. And so we were on pause for about 6 months, and then God really laid it on our hearts again that our community is hurting, and now more than ever before since COVID has, you know, controlled our lives for the past year. So we restarted leadership training back in November, and the leaders completed the training a couple weeks ago. And so we are ready to get this program up and running to help people with their hurts, hangups, and habits.
There are certainly things that have been legalized, more temptation, I guess, for people who have issues. And it seems like that train running into the train that's COVID, it does seem like there's a little more pressure out there.
Yes, that is for sure. Now more than ever, there's a lot of pressure. And then the pain of being isolated and quarantined from our families and our jobs and our regular lives, that the pressure that has put on our society psychologically, the pain's even deeper now. And with the county that we live in, Montgomery County, has very high drug usage, very high poverty rates, very high suicide rates. And our church, the Hillsboro Free Methodist Church, wants to launch this program to help our community with those pains and to help work through those things through the steps that Celebrate Recovery offers.
Celebrate Recovery, the effort here, some folks say professionals are great and that's all well and good. On a number of fronts, you not only bring faith to the table, but also, I know for a lot of people, some of these professional answers, it's just not viable. They don't have insurance. They're not gonna be able to go sit on a couch with somebody for 20, 30 sessions. So this not only is a different discipline, of course, but for the matter of what you're doing, you're bringing help to people who otherwise wouldn't get it.
Right, and it doesn't cost anything. The way Celebrate Recovery is set up, it was founded a couple decades ago by a man named John Baker. He was struggling with alcohol addiction, and he started going to this church, and he wanted to bring the 12-step program into the church. And so that's how Celebrate Recovery was actually founded, was based upon the Alcoholics Anonymous Foundation. However, with Celebrate Recovery, it's based upon the power of Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ can do, because Jesus Christ is our higher power. That is the DNA of Celebrate Recovery. And then so you have to work the steps, as it said, so it kind of leads you through what you need to do to heal in your own life, what you need to do with God and with yourself and with other people as you address those hurts, hangups, and habits of your past.
It's one thing to come in and talk to people who seem to have no problems and just like, here's what you need to do. But this is a very sharing organization, from what I can tell already, that you have relatable people that are helping you that say, hey, I have struggled too, I have stumbled.
Yes, and that is part of the foundation with Celebrate Recovery. The people who are leading Celebrate Recovery, they have gone through the steps in the program because we all have hurts, hangups, and habits. I myself have been healed from anger issues through the leadership program, and I'm currently working on a codependency issues and emotional eating. So God is working on my heart too. And, you know, it's different for each and every person what their struggle is. For a long time, I struggled with alcohol addiction and the good Lord delivered me from that. And so I am just ever so grateful. But the way Celebrate Recovery is set up is that, you know, we come together in a large group, we praise and worship the Lord and just lay it all down at His feet. Then there's either a lesson based upon the principles of the program, and then alternating weeks, there's a testimony. So that's a story of somebody's life who's been changed by working the Celebrate Recovery principles. And then after that, we take a short break and then we go into small groups, and they're open share small groups. So people go in, they identify who they are, and they talk about either the lesson or the testimony. So it gives a safe place to open up. So during that time, the things that are shared stay in that group unless they're harming themselves or someone else. You know, that's our, we have to report that. So, but it is a safe place to come and share. And just speaking from leadership training, the things that people shared about what's going on in their lives, they've said in the training, I have never ever shared this with anybody that I've ever known before because I didn't feel safe. And Celebrate Recovery is a safe place for me to do that. That healing that was there, both the men and the women have said, I just know it's a safe place. And that's what we want, is it to be a safe place, because we all need healing.
I've had this theory about, well, let's say veterans returning from World War II. One of the things that got them through, I think, the strength of the legions and the VFWs, and just the quiet realization that the guy across from me playing, you know, cards or whatever they would do, got through it too. And I imagine there's something akin to that with what you're doing here, where, again, it's local people, and you're gonna see these local people around. You're gonna see them not only recovering, but in recovery and continuing to recover for years to come. I have to think there's a certain reverberation, I guess, that success breeds success in recovery.
And that is exactly right. I have my friend Deb here who has recovered, and she's still in recovery, but she has quite a story to tell. Deb, would you mind sharing about your experience with the Celebrate Recovery family?
Well, I'm from California. I live here now. I developed quite a drinking issue and then fell into the drug scene. And I fought for years. I tried to take care of it myself. I couldn't do it. The one thing that was missing from my life was Jesus Christ, and all I had to do was ask Him for help. But see, I didn't want to hear that back then, because I was in control and I was going to do it on my own, but I never did it, never could do it, never would be able to do it. So I'm a part of this program because I want to give back. I'm sober. I've been sober for about 3 years. I go to AA, but this offers something a little bit more than AA. It offers me a way to learn about Jesus Christ. And coming here, and it's anonymous, it's an anonymous program. You know, we only give our first names. We don't pry, we don't try to fix people, but we do try to help each other. You know, it's a family. You want to form a family and, you know, back each other up. And it has changed my life. Just the training. And like I said before, I've been to some of them before in California. And that's where I learned about them. And they're all over the place. And there's a lot of healing going on. If you want to just work through little, I don't care if it's a little thing, if you have a shopping addiction, I don't care if it's anxiety, you know, to me, that's a big thing because I struggle with anxiety. But one person's problem is somebody else's, you know, it might be bigger for somebody else. So for me, it's a lifetime commitment, and I'm going to be here and working on myself and try to be there for everybody that I possibly can in the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, you talked about addiction, and I mentioned earlier there, okay, now you can gamble from the palm of your hand with a phone. Mm-hmm. And You mentioned shopping.
Sure.
Oh, I'm going to go to the mall and run up the credit card, and that's the big temptation. Now, it's in your home. I mean, QVC was one thing. Amazon Prime, it's right. In your, and then the email is stalking you. Well, hey, I saw you had a couple of things in your quote unquote basket. Are you sure you want to go through life without them? You know, just, right. You know, everything with cookies and everything stalking you on the internet. That temptation issue for something that may have been maybe difficult, but yeah, you could kind of shut it out once the store is closed and relax. Mm-hmm. Now there's nowhere to shut it out. These things are available 24/7.
Sure.
Have insomnia? I think I'll just check Amazon. Those issues may have seemed like they were smaller on the roster before. It seems like they have maybe taken up more space.
Well, and this program offers more than just its remedy. It's working through the issues. Like for me, being a recovering alcoholic addict, the act of drinking was just a symptom of my real problems. So this program is allowing me to work through those problems, and figure out what made me become that career drinker that I was and that I don't have to be anymore.
So what's the next step in the process for people who are interested in this organization and what you bring to the table?
So anybody who wants to be involved or just wants to attend, wants to come check it out and see what it's all about, we are meeting every single Monday night at the Hillsborough Free Methodist Church. And refreshments start at 5:00. Large group starts at 5:30. Then we take a little break and then we go into small groups. And just you can just come and see and come and feel God's love here. And we are a family that wants to support you and love on you. If you have further questions, you can message us on Facebook. We have a church Facebook page and a Celebrate Recovery Facebook page. Along, you can also call the church here.
Just sounds like a low pressure environment, just a non-intimidating environment.
Yes, and that's what we want it to be. We want it to be a safe place. You know, some people are scared to come to church because they think the church or church is, you know, trying to pry into their problems. And that's not truly the case. A church is really a hospital for your soul. And the church is really here to help you work through those things. And that's through the loving power of Jesus Christ. And he can heal you from all things if you allow him to and if you want him to. And that's what Celebrate Recovery wants to do. That's what the program wants to do, is to help you step out of your denial, admit the things that you've done wrong and lay them down at his feet, and then healing is possible in his name.
Thanks for joining us for Around Montgomery County, and all the best to Celebrate Recovery.